Hi, I'm Hans.
And I'm Laura, and we love to go to the movies, whether it's in our living room or at a theater.
And one thing we like almost as much as watching movies is talking about them.
So grab a cocktail.
And let's go to the movies.
Hi, movie fans. This week, we watched the 2021 film, The Card Counter, directed by Paul Schrader, and starring Oscar Isaac and Tiffany Haddish.
That's right. This is a film about a very solitary individual, and he travels around gambling at various casinos across the country. And over the course of the movie, we learn that he has a difficult past that he is trying to come to terms with in ways that are both constructive and perhaps not so constructive.
Yeah, I would agree. So, Hans, what did you think of The Card Counter?
Well, this is a difficult one for me to rate, I think. And I'm going to go with a 3.6 for movie making and 3.6 for enjoyability. So pretty much straight down the middle with both of my ratings.
Interesting. So I think for me, I would give the movie a 3.2 in terms of enjoyment. And I think I would actually give it a 3.8 in terms of filmmaking.
Well, what do you
quality?
What do you know? All right. So I think it'll be interesting for us to discuss why we feel that way. So let's get into it.
So, Hans, why did you give The Card Counter the ratings that you did?
I found this to be a movie that actually had my rapt attention for most of it. I was really interested in it, and I really enjoyed it in an atmospheric sense. I liked the way that it portrayed very realistically different casinos. Casinos are oftentimes portrayed as being overly glamorous or overly scuzzy, and they're really neither necessarily in to a large extent, though of course there are glamorous and there are scuzzy. But we saw this, I think, portrayed in a very realistic way, which I enjoyed, and I liked watching it from that sense. I found the character to be very interesting, especially in the beginning of the movie. The problem that I had, and where it both sort of started to lose me as a viewer and also where I started to question the movie making a little bit, was in the conclusion of the movie. I found the conclusion of the movie to be extremely unsatisfying.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you about that. I think that, you know, this was a film that was very much a slow burn.
Sure.
And the slow burn ended in a resolution, but neither a resolution that really seemed poetic nor a resolution that seemed fulfilling or satisfying. And so I think that kind of just sort of leaves a bad taste in my mouth because we were really in it.
Yeah. And I don't know that that means that the movie, you know, without giving too much away, that it either had to have a happy ending or a not happy ending one way or the other. I think the film could have gone both, you know, in different ways. But I just feel like the ending that it did have simply hadn't been, it was neither a curveball to me, like, oh, wow, I never saw that coming, nor was it a direction that seemed in keeping with the character or in keeping with the rest of the movie to me. So I just felt like it was, yeah.
Well, I actually disagree with you about that. I think the thing for me that was really problematic was that, you know, it turned the movie into a movie that had a character that had any sort of character development or story arc.
Sure.
And just turned it into a very flat character sketch.
That's a great point, Laura. That's a great point. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, in fact, that was sort of, I guess, maybe the disappointing thing about this movie, because this is a very compelling character, or should be a very compelling character. And I was very intrigued to find out where this character was going, what was happening. And ultimately, I just, you know, felt like, well, the characters going nowhere. That was sort of like my takeaway from the movie, again, without giving too much away.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe there's some sort of gambling analogy here that I'm not quite even picking up on, some sort of meta gambling analogy that the house always wins or you always lose or something, but I'm not quite put my finger on it right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I feel the same way. Although I will say I'm the one thing that I'm, in addition to the way most of the ending played out, the other thing that I'm sort of confused about or sort of feel like was just this strange loose end that nobody knew how to wrap up. So they just were like, and this happened, was like the sort of like love interest plot line.
Okay.
You know, I guess it was sort of a plot line that was kind of hanging there. There was a certain amount of tension, and the tension, I guess, sort of became resolved, but in a very confusing way for me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think I felt a little bit cheated by the film because I felt like it sort of mapped out this, you know, one very, very, very interesting character, you know, the main character of the film and, you know, the card counter. And I think he was a really interesting character. And I was really curious to know more about him sort of and to follow him because he was very curious and he was developed in a very interesting way in the beginning. And I feel that the ending just kind of said like, yeah, like we created this really interesting like persona here. And now like now this stuff happened. And now, yeah, that's all. It doesn't really matter, you know, much about him anyway, because this is how things happened. Right. I felt a little bit disappointed by that because I just thought that there's a lot more there.
I guess I see it slightly differently because I also feel like he chose his destiny.
Okay, sure, sure.
But I found the destiny he chose to be somewhat confusing to me. I think that's where I kind of really like lost any goodwill I had for the movie. Was like I don't think the filmmakers made a compelling argument for why the character would act this way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a shame because I think this movie has a lot going for it. Oh, I want to say this about the movie, which I think is something probably I think you would agree with me about, which is all the gambling stuff is absolutely fascinating, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I mean, I'll certainly admit I couldn't follow along with basically almost any of it, but it was very fascinating. And it was also just very visually pleasing to watch sort of the card play and the this, that, the other. And then also just sort of the understanding of how all these games work was fascinating, though I have not the ability to really even understand what they were talking about because, I'd have to watch this movie 10 times over probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's true that I obviously didn't come to the film knowing much of anything except for some very basic rules of blackjack, but I did think they actually did.
Hey, and we both know how to play poker for pennies, right?
I mean, could I play poker for pennies right now? I don't even know if I could because it's been so long.
No, neither could I.
But I actually thought that this was a strength of the film is that they did a very good job sort of like incorporating a very novice explanation of some of the important themes into it. So I didn't think that the gambling was difficult to follow, but I did think it was everything about it was fascinating. Like you said, the card play, little details about the chips and different rules and different roles that were being played and how it was sort of used in a metaphor and the way it was presented to be used as a metaphor, I thought was super fascinating. You mentioned the casinos. I mean, I think that the portrayal of the casinos was spot on and also intriguing to see, you know, it's sort of through a filmmaker's lens.
I'm sure that they were shot in various casinos. I'm sure that they were.
Yeah, they must have been. Yeah, I mean, there were so many good things about this
movie. And there are so many casinos in strange places spread across this country. Are there not, Laura? Something we both know a little bit about?
Yeah, there are so many. There really are so many.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many good things to say about this movie, which is just one of the reasons why I felt like the resolution was a little bit disappointing.
Yep. I really wish that the ending had been, and if they were going to this ending, I wish we maybe had another 5 minutes of this movie of plot development somewhere else that would have explained how this made more sense. I think maybe in the eyes of the writer and the director and the people making this movie, sort of this seemed like an appropriate ending that had been foreshadowed. But I feel like for a viewer, that foreshadowing was, if there was foreshadowing in this, even though I was watching it very carefully, I felt like it was certainly not apparent enough and could have been played up more.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that sums it up. I mean, is it worth watching? To be honest, I don't know. I don't want my 2 hours back, but I also don't think I would recommend this. The slow burn with the dissatisfying ending has me just kind of, I don't know. I don't think this is one that I would say, you know.
You should watch it one way or the other and decide what you think about
it. Right. Exactly. I don't feel that way about
this. It's not bad. It's not a waste of time, but it's maybe not hard to recommend at the same time.
Exactly.
Well, I think that sums it up.
Until next time, movie fans.
We'll see you at the movies. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody's entitled to their thoughts. Everybody's entitled to their opinions.